রঘুবি জন বালব জয় গ্রীবর দে জয় গ্রীবর দে জয় গোপী জন বালব জয় গিরিবর দে জয় গিরিবর দে
going
jaya yasodanandana jaya braja janaranjana jaya braja janaranjana jaya yasoda nandana jaya braja janaranjana jaya braja janaranjana jaya yasoda jaya yamuna chirabanachare jaya kunjabi hare jaya yamuna jaya yamuna chirabanachare jaya jaya radha madhava jaya kunjabi hare jaya radha madhava jaya gopi jana balaba jaya giribar jaya gopi jana balaba jaya giribar dare jaya giribar dare jaya gopi jaya gopi jana balaba jaya giribar dare jaya giribar dare jaya gopi jana Jaya Yasodhanandana Jaya Prajajanaranjana Jaya Prajajanaranjana Jaya Yasodhanandana Jaya Yasodhanandana Jaya Prajajanaranjana Jaya Prajajanaranjana Jaya Yasodhanandana Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunjabi Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunjabi Hari Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunjabi Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
kago ribo aribo aribo nintago aribo nitai go aribo Paramansa, Peribro, Constitutorius, Total Sushimot, AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki, Dayam Vishnupa Paramahansa, Peribro, Constitutorius, Total Sushimot, Bhaktisiddhanta, Sarasari Thakur Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Koti Vashna Brindiki, Iskam Fanachas, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Namachaya Silardas Thakur Ki, Granturashma Bhagavatam Ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vinduki, Nintai Gopi Manande, all glory to the Sama devotees, all glory to the Sama devotees, all glory to the Sama devotees, all glory to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru Gauranga. Narayana Namaskritya, Narayana Narottama, Devam Sarasatim Vyasan Tato Jaya Mudiraje Nasta Prayusa Badresu Nitam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loki Bhakti Bhavati Nastiki Vidiramani Chaiba Purane Parati Tata Hadu Adyanta Madhya Chari Samata Giyate Mokam Karati Bajalam Pangu Langari Chakri Yakripata Hampande Sri Guru Dinatarine Paramananda Madhya Dhamma Prajita Kadavatra Paramo Nima Samsatam Vedam Vastavam Matravastam Shivadam Tapatayo Malana Shima Bhagavate Mahamani Kritan Kibai Para Ishwara Shadurji Havaruta Strakir Vitaka Shanam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So we are continuing the reading, the studying of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, chapter 23. This is the topic of the Jagni Brahmanas, the Brahmanas' wife, the Brahmanas' wives blessed. They are great devotees of Lord Krishna. Their husbands, who are the Brahmanas, they were not. So, it's very, very interesting discussion, how Krishna favor his dear devotees, and those who have no devotion, they were put to shame, and of course, they realized their mistake as we read through the chapters. So today's text is text number 5 and 6. Is it 5? It's on the board? Both of them, okay. So we read together, and then we read the translation and the purport. Ityadishta Bhagavata Gatvaya Chantate Natata Kritanjali Puta Vipran Danda Bhat Patita Bhuvi He Bhumi Deva Shunuta. Is it? Okay. Huh? Okay. He Bhumi Deva Shunuta. Krishna Shyade Sakarina praptam janita badram va gopanot brahmachoditan. Second one. Krishna Shadeva Karinam Pratam Janita Padrambo Gopano Ramachoditam Matajis. Hey, Bhumideva, oh earthly gods, Srinuta, please hear us. Krishna Sya Desha, of the order of Krishna, Karinaha, the executors, Pratan, arrived, Janita, please recognize Padram, all good, Ba, unto you, Gopan, cowherd boys, Na, us, Ramachuditan, sent by Lord Ram. So, translation, first text number 5. Thus, instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cowherd boys went there and submitted their request. They stood before the Brahmanas with palms joined in supplication and then fell flat on the ground to offer respect. Text number 6. The cowherd boy said, O earthly gods, please hear us. We cowherd boys are executing the orders of Krishna, and we have been sent here by Balaram. We wish all good fortune for you. Please acknowledge our arrival. Purport. The term Bhumideva, gods on earth, refers here to the Brahmins, who are supposed to closely represent the will of the Supreme Lord. The philosophy of Krishna consciousness is not a primitive polytheistic doctrine holding that human beings on the earth are gods. Rather, it is a science that traces the descent of authority from the absolute truth himself, Sri Krishna. The authority and power of God naturally extend along with the extension of his creation. And on the earth, the Lord's will and authority are represented by purified, enlightened men called Brahmanas. This account will illustrate that the ritualistic Brahmanas approached by the cowherd boys were not at all properly enlightened and thus could not appreciate the position of Krishna and Balaram or that of their intimate associates. In fact, this pastime exposes the pretentious position of so-called Brahmanas who are not faithful devotees of the Supreme Lord. Gurave Guru Chandraya, Radhikaya Tadala, Ye Krishna, Ye Krishna Bhakta, Ye Tabhakta, Ye Namo Nama. Agana Timindasya, Ganan Ganan Salakaya, Taksu Smita, Ye Natasma, Sri Gurave Namaha. Namamo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna, Pistaya Bhutale, Shumati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine. Namaste Sarasati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine. Nivise Sasunyavadi Pashyadi Starine. Vanchakapaturubhyascha kripasvindhubhyascha patitana pavanavibhya vashnavivinamo namo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Abhita Gadhara Sivashari Gora Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I thank everyone for being here, and especially the senior Vaishnav. Haripa Maharaj, so by your blessing, I can be able to say something about this wonderful topic of the wives of the Jagni Brahmanas, the Brahmanas who are performing the sacrifice. This chapter 23, it basically explains the Lord Krishna begging, sending his friends to go and beg food from the Brahmanas who are performing the Vedic sacrifices in the forest. And they refused to give. They refused. So the cowherd boys, they came back to where Krishna and Balaram were staying. And of course, Krishna actually knew that because this Brahmana, because they are not devotees, so naturally, they are not devotees, so naturally, they are very proud of their Brahminical position, Brahminical heritage. And because they are so much proud of that, they can't understand the Lord, they can't understand Krishna, God. Not to talk of his devotees, his intimate associates, his friends, the gopas, who he sent to the forest to go and beg food from them. And so the Lord knows this. And then, of course, but at the same time, the Lord knows that, yes, his devotee, dear devotee, loving devotees, who are the wives of the Brahmanas, Jagapadni. They are the wives, the Brahmanas, and they are great devotees of the Lord. They are top devotees, great devotees of the Lord. And they have attraction for Krishna. So the Lord sends his friends, you go to their wives, and you see what will you go to their wives with the same message, which I have given you before, that yes, Krishna and Balaram are there in the forest, and they are hungry, and you need to provide food. So, and then of course, This happened. The Brahmana's wife, they were very, very full of jubilation that yes, Krishna and Balaram there in the forest, and they want food, and then they gathered all their food, all the food items, and they all ran to the place where Lord Krishna was staying, and then they provide all kinds of food items. And then, of course, then later on, these Brahmanas, when they saw the eagerness of their wives being able to provide everything for Lord Krishna, they felt themselves very, very much ashamed. They felt themselves very, very much ashamed. They regretted their actions, that because they were so much overcome with pride of their Brahminical position, so they are unable to understand who is God, who is the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Brahman. Because after all, what is the goal? What is the point of being a Brahman? Brahmana means the one who have understood Brahman, the Supreme Absolute Truth. So what kind of Brahman are you if you don't understand God? So this is the lesson that we're going to be learning from this chapter. So here, actually there's one in the song by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and in Sankirtan, praising the devotion of the Jagapatnis, the wife of the Brahmana, whereby he said, Jaya Duja Patni Jaya Naga Kanyagam Bhakti Te Jaharai Palo Govinda Charan. So therefore he said, all glories to the wife of the Jagni Brahmanas. All glories to them. The Jagni Brahmanas, Nagakanya, the wife of Kaliya. Because they show that by devotion, one can attain the lotus feet of Govinda, Govinda Charan. Bhakti Te Jahara Pailo, Govinda Charan. Which means it's not by some education, by being the great philosophers, or by being the great yogis, or by being whatever. Only by devotion can one attain Krishna, God. Krishna also said that many times in Bhagavad Gita, that only by devotion can I be understood, can I be attained. Only by bhakti can I be attained. So this the actions of the Dija Patnis, the wife of the Brahmanas, their actions shows that yes, only by loving devotion that one can understand God. And of course, the illustration of the fact that the women's folk, they are very, very, by nature, they seem to be more devoted to God, by nature. Like Srila Prabhupada was writing in one of his purport, that usually in every religious assembly, the women, usually women folk, than, who are usually, you find more women than men. Usually men, everything is by, they tend to rely more on their logic, on their understanding, on high philosophy. But women, is just by simplicity, they easily accept. They easily accept, you know. So, therefore, the Lord is pleased when there is devotion. And that devotion is an activity when we say devotion, we're talking of a genuine devotion, which is an activity of the heart, which is the heart calling. The genuine devotion is there. Because otherwise, there can be some other kind of devotion by which one is looking for a particular benefit. Just like sometimes a thief can be very, very devoted. Let's say, like sometimes we have people that join our temple and they are very, very much You know, they're doing everything nicely, but they're looking for the opportunity when they can make big steal, you know, like that. So it's not that kind of a devotion whereby one wants to please the master so that one can see what one can gain from the master. But the genuine devotion is flawless, is desireless. So this genuine devotion, this is what is demonstrated by the inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially the gopis. And this devotion of the gopis is what attracts Krishna himself. Krishna is all attractive, but he becomes attracted by bhakti. Krishna Kashane, he becomes very attracted by bhakti. And this genuine devotion is illustrated by the activities of the gopis of Vrindavan. So the brahmanas, they are always very exalted. They were always at the height, at the topmost level of human elevation. So that's why throughout the scriptures, the brahmanas always glorify. They are the top of the human evolution, and that's why the gopa here, they are saying, they are calling them Bhumideva, that an earthly gods, the lord of the earth, the lord of the earth. So, if you want to approach a brahmana, then you have to, show them that glory, that the brahmanas are so exalted. When Krishna was sending his friends to these brahmins, he said that you go to them, and because these brahmanas, they are very highly learned. They're very, very early learners. They are called Brahma Bhadina, which means they know the Brahmins, the Brahma Bhadinas, and they are very, very highly elevated in the Vedic scriptures. And Krishna is telling them that now they are currently engaging in performing sacrifice, angiras, because they want to attain the elevation to the heavenly planet. Angiras is kind of a Vedic sacrifice by which one attain the heavenly planet, I guess. I don't know that. Maybe Maharaj knows Angiras Jaga. So this is what the brahmanas, this is what they were performing. So Krishna says that you go to them and beg them for food. And you have to be, Krishna is also telling his friend that yes, you have to be very, very humble. You should praise them nicely. And also, don't forget your position that as a beggar, you have to know what is to be done because you are begging something. Don't just think that just by asking for something, you will get it. Because after all, a beggar means always have to be very, very, submissive. Just like here in Vrindavan, we have so many, many beggars here. They're always asking you this. So a beggar always has to be in a very, very submissive way in order to, if you want to get something from someone. So Krishna is telling his friend that, yes, you go and beg and be very, very submissive. You should praise them. So Krishna is telling them all the tricks, what to be done in terms of to get things from these Brahmins. So Krishna's friend, so they went there, and then the first thing they told the Brahmin that, Lord of the earth, Lord of the earth, so therefore, kindly hear us. This is the reason why we're here. So they praise the Brahmin, they praise them. Now, when Krishna was in the forest, and apparently he became hungry, he and his friend, because they've been playing in the forest for a long time, because in this particular day they were so far away, from Vrindavan, so they were in the deep forest. So as they were in the deep forest, which means Mother Yashoda and all the gopis, they could not send food to the gopas. They could not send them food. So therefore, they become hungry. Now, if you look at it, Krishna is called Atakam. Krishna is the supreme. He's self-satisfied. Now, does that mean that he becomes is very, very hungry? So therefore, can actually God become hungry? Can he become hungry? When everything is coming from him, can he be hungry? So, for those who are atheistic, they will say that, oh, how can you describe God this way? If God can become hungry, so which means he's not supreme, you know. But he is called the possessor of all opulences. Just like when the Pandavas, when they were in the forest, and then the Odin, he wanted to give trouble to the Pandavas. So he sent Dhruva's money to the forest to go and become their guest. And he specifically sent Dhruva's money to go there at the time when the Pandavas, when they had finished their meals, and also Draupadi, she has washed her pot. Draupadi has a pot called Akshapatra. And this pot can feed unlimited numbers of people as long as she has not eaten. This Akshapatra can feed, which is a pot given by the sun god, that, okay, you have this pot, this pot will be able to feed any numbers of people. No, it doesn't matter how big number is, as long as you are not eating. But once you have eaten, then you can no longer, you know, the pot become empty. So this particular day, after the Pandavas have finished eating, and Draupadi herself had she had eaten herself, and she was a pot, and this was the time that Duvasamani came. The Vasamani came along with his 60,000 disciples. He came. The Vasamani is a big guru. He doesn't travel alone. So he came along with his disciples as a guest of the Pandavas. And the Vasamani is such a sage that he easily gets angry, because it's actually an expansion of Lord Shiva. He becomes very angry, and then when he's angry, with his anger, he can cause a big chaos. He can cause that. So, when the Vasamani arrived at the cottage of the Pandavas, that time they were in the forest, and they called the Pandavas, they welcomed them, they were welcome, and all that. Yudhishthira Maharaj, and then Yudhishthira Maharaj knew that the situation has come now, by which they have to welcome the Vasamuni and his disciples. They have to do something. So he told the Vasamuni that, well, since you've all arrived and you've all been traveling for a long time, so therefore, before we can properly feed you properly, you can please go and take your bath in the river, take your noon bath, and then you come back, we will, we give you proper reception. So the Vasamuni, along with his disciples, they went to the river to take their noon bath, because the Brahmanas, normally they take bath 3 times a day. So, now Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Draupadi, where's her pot? If she had eaten, so Draupadi was in a big anxiety that I have eaten and the pot has been washed. So now the Pandavas, they are in a great calamity. That what to do? How are we going to feed Duvasamani along with his associates? So the Pandavas, they could only call upon Krishna. Hey Krishna, problem have come. Of course, the Pandavas, because they are great devotees of Krishna, no matter where Krishna is, the moment they call upon Krishna, Krishna always shows up, because they are such great devotees. Just imagine, you're in big trouble. You call, hey Krishna, hey Krishna, and Krishna immediately appear before you. What's your problem? So that level of bhakti is very, very rare. But the Pandavas, they are param bhaktas. Very dear devotee of Krishna. No matter how, whenever they call upon Krishna, Krishna shows up. So Krishna appeared. He said, why are you calling me? What is the problem? So Yudhishthira Maharaj explained that, look, Duvas just came here along with his disciples. Duvasamuni is here along with his disciples. Now they have gone to the river and they're going to come back very soon, and then we cannot feed them. And if you're unable to feed them, this is going to create a very big problem. So the Krishna said, don't worry. Let me see the pot of Draupadi. Draupadi said, there's nothing in the pot. I've washed the pot. Krishna said, let me see. So Draupadi, she gave the pot to Krishna. And then Krishna looked inside. He took the leaf. There's a leaf that was stuck in there. So he took the leaf and ate it. He rubbed his stomach. So now if I'm full, the whole universe is full. After all, the whole universe is contained within his body. So if I'm full, the whole universe is full. So therefore, Draupadi, Krishna ate the leaf, and then he's full. Because Krishna is always self-satisfied. He does not need anyone to cater to his needs. He doesn't need it. But for devotion, for act of devotion, which his devotees have for him, Krishna become hungry. He become hungry and starts shouting to his devotee, why are you late? Give my food. Why are you taking so long? Give my food. I'm hungry. I need to eat. It's not that the devotee have to wait to make a big offering and chanting so many mantras to offer. No, devotee, he make an act of devotion because Krishna is angry, he provide what Krishna wants. And then Krishna come running for his, Krishna come running to accept the offering of his devotee. So therefore, Krishna is hungry because of the devotion of his devotees, not any other way. So Krishna, he is always self-satisfied, he's apt to come, but the act of him becoming hungry and sending his friends to go and beg for food, this is just to relish the devotion of his devotees. In this case, the Jagat partners. This is just to relish it. So it's not that Krishna is really interested that the brahmanas they should provide. So these brahmanas, they were very, very much puffed up by their position. They were so puffed up by their position that when the cowherd boys arrive and begging them, they will not even pay attention. Even though the cowherd boys said, look, we have been sent by Krishna. Krishna ordered us to come here, and Balaram himself, he said, we should come here. Balaram himself said, we should come here. And I'm sure you must have heard of their glories. You must have heard of the glories of Krishna and Balaram. So if you have heard of their glories, why will you not give us what we are asking? They're just asking for some food. But the brahmanas, they were not paying. They don't even care. They don't even pay any attention to what the cowherd boys are saying. They are just continue their activities of doing the jaga, they are performing fire sacrifices. And what is the goal? Who's the goal of jaga? Who's the goal of sacrifice? It mentioned Vasudeva Paranyo Jaga. Vasudevam parangati, Vasudevam parangyanam, Vasudeva parantapo. That Vasudev Krishna is the goal of all knowledge. He is the goal of all sacrifices. He is the goal of yoga. He is the goal of all austerity. He is the goal of life. So, what is your study if you don't understand this? What is your study? What are you studying? You're calling yourself Brahman? I don't understand. You don't know that the goal of your Brahminical study is that personality, Krishna. And that personality has not come asking for for food. And I don't think that, because you may think that, okay, why are you asking me for food? If he's God, why should he be asking me for food if he's God? He should be saying, he should have everything. But after all, why should he be asking me for all these things? This is the atheistic mentality. They will think that if your God is so great, why will it be needing something? If your God is so great. So therefore, Chaitanya Prabhu instructs us about simplicity of the act of devotion. In the Mahaprabhu said, when Ramananda Roy, when he was impressing him, so Mahaprabhu said, Naham vipuna cha narapati na pivashuna sudro Naham vani na cha griyapati no vanasto yativa Kintu prodha nikile paramananda punamitabde Gopipatu padakamalo dasa dasa no dasa. This is coming from the mouth of Chaitanya Prabhu. He said, I am not a Brahman. I am not a Kshatriya. I am not a Vaishya or a Sudra, nor am I a Brahmachari, a householder, a Vanaprastha, or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar and is the cause of universal transcendental bliss, is always existing with brilliance. This is coming from the mouth of the Lord Himself, who had incarnated as a great devotee to show us how to be a devotee of Krishna. Even though the Lord appeared in the topmost Brahminical family, and all his associates, they all are great Brahmanas, the Advaita Acharya, they are great Brahmanas. Great Brahmin. But the Lord said, no, Nahamvipru, I'm not a Brahmin. I am not a Kshatriya. What am I? I'm simply Gopi Bhattu, Pada Kamalayu, Dasa Dasa Anodas. I am simply the servant of the servants of the servant of the servant of the servant of Gopi Bhattu, the husband of the gopis. The husband of the gopis, that is Lord Sri Krishna. Then the Lord is not saying, this direct son, he said, I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, which means das. So which means we don't call ourselves servant of Krishna, but we call ourselves the servant of the Lord, of those who are serving Krishna many times over. Das. And that's why I mentioned that if you want to serve Krishna, we serve Krishna by serving those things that are called Krishna Tadeya, that belong to Krishna. Those things that Krishna Tadeya, what belong to Krishna, that's what we serve. We cannot serve Krishna directly. For example, just like we don't know Krishna, but we know the spiritual master, who is actually a manifestation of Krishna's mercy. He has kindly appeared before us, and by serving him, then we can get the grace of the Lord. It's not that we can claim ourselves that, okay, let me serve Krishna directly. No, we can't. Just like yesterday, we were hearing some discussion yesterday about the there's those who are trying to serve Krishna within the environment or what we call Nikunja. Nikunja means in a close environment where Radha Krishna are performing their intimate, where they perform their pastimes. And it's not easy to just say, okay, let me go to this environment and render service to the divine couple. No. One had to become like the maid servants, simply maid servant of the midst of those far removed. Even the Sakis, even they don't even go into that particular environment. So which means it's a whole thing trying to be a servant of Krishna. You know. The servant of Krishna means the humility must be there. Because unless one is humble, one cannot really, you know, serve if there is no humility. So therefore, Srila Sanatana Goswami was saying that for those who have developed love of God, he said their main characteristics is humility. He said that the more advanced one becomes in spiritual life, the more humble one becomes, the more advanced one is. So I was trying to think of some points whereby So one cannot there's a point in the nectar of instruction, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there is a verse which says Bhakti Mukti Spriya Pisach Bhakti Mukti Spriya Yavat Pisachi Ridibhatate Tabad Bhakti Sukashyatra Katam Abhyudayo Bhavet. It's talking about for one who's trying to serve the Lord, and then they maintain these desires of trying to attain the heavenly planets. Just like these Brahmanas, they are engaging in this Angira ceremony because their desire is to attain the heavenly planet, but mention the material desire to enjoy the material world, such as going to the heavenly planet, and the desire to become liberated from material bondage are considered to be two witches, Pisachi, two witches, and they hunt one like ghosts. As long as these witches remain within the heart, how can one feel transcendental bliss? As long as these two witches remain in the heart, there is no possibility of enjoying the transcendental bliss of devotional service. So which means this Brahman, and they are engaging in their sacrifices to attain the heavenly planet. So there can be no particular satisfaction. So that is not there. So when Krishna becomes submissive to the love of his devotees, now the devotees engage in a transcendental relationship with Krishna. There are five relationships. We start with the Santa, Dasya, Saka, Vatsaya, and Amaduya, five transcendental relationships. And sometimes it mentions that there are four, sometimes it's mentioned as four. Even though, because the Shanta, which is kind of like a neutrality of relationship, but the Shanta relationship, because in Vrindavan there are also those entities who don't have direct service to Krishna. We're talking of like the plants, you know, the rivers, all those entities, the animals. So their relationship they seem in the category of Santa Ras. But it is love relationship, just like when the gopis, in the song of the gopis, in the Gopi Gita, the gopis, they were glorifying the various entities of Vrindavan, the deers, the bamboo stick, the trees, and not talk of Govardhan. So they are glorifying various Vrindavan entities. So which means and the gopis are saying, all these devotees, they're devotees, and they are very exalted. They actually glorifying them. They all these devotees, they are very much, much, very, very much more exalted than us, because they're able to see Krishna. They're able to realize just being with Krishna. So, which means there are five relationships that is there. But if you take into consideration all these points, so all these relationships are there in the personality of Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Because Krishna has got a special form by which all other forms are not there. His special form is that form by which there can be a relationship. This is called Naravat. Naravat means just like human relationship you can have. Whereas in his capacity of God, this relationship is not possible. It's not possible to have a relationship with Krishna in the capacity of God. For example, just like when Gopa Kumar, when he entered Vaikuntha planet, and he saw Lord Narayan, so Gopa Kumar, he had developed a mentality of Shakya relationship with Krishna, but entering Vaikuntha planet, and he went to the palace of Lord Narayan, so he thought that he could, have a relationship with Lord Narayan, which is fluid and all that, but he was prevented. He was told, what are you doing? Who do you think you are? So he was prevented from doing so, because in Vaikuntha it's not possible, with Narayan it's not possible. But with Krishna is possible. With Krishna is possible. So therefore, the form of Krishna is the supreme form of Godhead by which one can have the transcendental loving relationship with him, this in terms of the five categories which are described. So there are many, many points which are there in this chapter by which we can relish, as this has been described, how the love of Krishna's devotee is the supreme. And this love is what pleases Krishna himself. This is what Krishna himself become purchased. He actually loses all his independence because of the love of his devotees. And this is shown by the great devotion of the Dvijapatnis, the wife of the Brahmins. So I'm going to stop here. Thank you very much for tolerating my speech. If there's any comment or question, you can please. Mark, you can like to add something.
So it's interesting that even 5,000 years ago, these Brahmins, because being invading culture, understanding religion to mean some sort of ceremonies and rituals and different performances. And the wives, although they're not learned, Brahmins are instructed in the rituals. By hearing about Krishna and chanting about Krishna, they seem to make much further advancement in the true understanding of self-realization. So Krishna, in one sense, dismissed the ritualistic, rabbinical type of just performing something for the sake of performance without clear understanding. And the gopis, their wives, they achieve very rapid realization simply by hearing about Krishna and chanting about Krishna. So yeah. It seemed that hearing and chanting was the topmost.
Yeah, of course. You'd like to add something more? Comment? Aribo, take it. Maharaj, want to say something? Very interesting topic.
Why do you like reciting Mathura? So many people come back and forth to Vrindavan, going there, and are talking about Krishna. They have seen Krishna, such a beautiful, cute, handsome, attractive boy.
Play the
play flutes very nicely, pass the house. So by simply hearing, pretty hearing, they have developed intense, extreme attraction, love for Krishna. And they have long cherished desire. So that particular day, they heard that Krishna is nearby, or not only nearby, he is hungry and asking for the extremely pleasing. So, as mentioned there, that Prahlad Maharaj talks about nine process of devotional service.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Rupa Goswami talks about 64 links of devotional service. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tar Madhya Swarup Shrestha Naam Sankirtan. So, hearing and chanting, out of nine processes, every single process is equally potent, but still special. Ravan and Kirtan. So since they had the wife of Brahma, they had taken shelter of hearing and chanting. And unfortunately their husbands, Brahmanas, they have stopped the ritual to say the husbands are saying what? And say what you sometimes do. So they are stuck here. Things are stuck in one mode of ritualism. That's why they are misfortune, but still,
yeah.
But then they could realize their mistake. And so, so repentant, repenting. So, eventually, they ask about mercy, not directly, but from their wives.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like when Krishna was sending the Gopa to the Brahmin, he told them that just glorify my name, call on, mention my, glorify my name and Balarams to them, to these Brahmins. But because they are not fortunate, they are unable to become, they are unable to understand. But the same message was sent to the same message, the Krishna, same message, glorify my name and Balaram to these, to their wives. And the Brahmin, the wife, they easily accept, easily, oh, they become very ecstatic. You know, they become very, just by hearing the glories of the names, you know, the names of Krishna and Balaram. So therefore, everything is Nam Sankirtan. That's everything. Jai, thank you very much.